All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of SaberSims DFS Office Hours. Today is Tuesday, July 22nd of 2025. Looking ahead here, we had LPL League of Legends slate earlier this morning. We had an 18 tennis match slate get underway as well. Good luck to all of you playing those slates. We have a 10-game MLB main slate tonight, as well as a 5-game WNBA main slate. So, should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Just can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do this show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So tune in any one of those days. Get your questions answered. With that said, we did have a number of questions come in before the show, which is always great. So we will get SaberSim pulled up here, and then we will jump right into questions. All right, first question. How are you doing today? I have a starter subscription, and I'm trying to figure out how to save my lineups to upload to DK and FanDuel. Thanks, with the new system. Yeah, so there shouldn't be too much different here with regard to like steps between like ultimate and starter as far as like uploading and like downloading your lineups. One new change with the new system is that you do not need to go into the contest tab to upload your entry file anymore. Instead, you can do it from here, just to be clear. You can do it from here if you want, but if you're just in your build, and you know, it saves you a click and some loading time, right? So you can come in the contest, click upload entries. Notice this icon here is the same as this a new one up here in the top. If you hover, it says upload entries for this slate. So I can be on my build that I'm planning on using, and then I can click upload entries, and then I could simply upload them from here. Now, easiest thing to do, right, is make sure you're signed into DraftKings or FanDuel or whatever site you're playing on the same browser you're using SaberSim. That way you can use this download template file from DraftKings button. It will match the slate that you're on and the date that you're on, and then pull in the corresponding entry file or download it rather, as long as you have reserved entries for this slate. So you boom, you drag and drop it in here. Okay. And then you go to the lineup section. Now, this is where things can get a little interesting, right? If you do not have any templates set up, then you're going to get a group like this, and it's just going to be a default. It'll say my lineups. Now, what we recommend is setting up a template for your entry file to use, okay? So if you don't set one up, what you need to do is kind of try and follow the green. It's like something that we're trying to do here visually is like follow the green buttons. Click this contest button. And then when you click the contest button, what you're going to do is you're going to add your contest to this group. Okay. So then that basically says, hey, these contests belong to this group. You need to assign contests in order to save contests or save. You need to assign your contest to a group in order to put the lineups into the contest, okay? So that's like one thing there. Now, this isn't the way we like recommend doing it, right? The way we recommend doing it is going to this template section, and then there is like one set up here, or I have one that's set up in Starred. I don't know if you do. If you don't, I would recommend writing one that looks like this, where it says lineup group type contest, create a lineup group for each of my contests, and then sort by portfolio, okay? Filters will be off, and just use the portfolio. Now, if you save this, like right now, if I'm doing this for the first time, it's not going to create them for me. I need to re-upload my entry file to basically reprocess it, because every time you upload an entry file, the template like runs. So then I would set up that template. I would re-upload the entry file, and then it would work. And then I would get an individual group for each of my contests. Okay. So that's what I would be doing there. Now, those groups, the contests are going to get assigned to them automatically. So that's probably maybe the step that's being missed here, is like making sure each contest belongs to a group. And then once you do that, and then once you run lineups, the save button should light up green. So if you're having trouble with that, best thing to do, go to top right corner, go to report a problem, write us a note like, hey, my save button is grayed out or something like that. When you do that, that will go to our team. We'll be able to look at and see what's going wrong and then advise you accordingly about the proper steps to take to resolve that issue. But I'm going to make an educated guess that it is something around contests and groups. All right. Next topic, there was a little bit of a discussion here earlier today about like custom projections and things like that. One thing I do want to talk about is that, you know, we do not override custom projections. Like basically when you decide to use custom projections, we go at it from the angle that like, hey, you know, these are the projections the user wants to use. We're never going to alter them, right? We don't want to override any work that you're doing. One thing that can come with that, right? So like there's a number of teams here that aren't confirmed yet, right? And this could actually be interesting. I'm going to keep an eye on the MLB lineup alert channel to see if any lineups are coming in. Okay, cool. So it looks like we have a couple sims running. We have San Diego and we have Kansas City. So like let's do a demo here, right? So okay, so let's say before the Royals lineup came out, I came in here and I had set custom projections for all the players, right? And I'm just going to make this very, very simple and change them all to like some higher number. Okay, so I've effectively mimicked uploading custom projections for the Royals here, right? And I'm actually going to move that out, move myself over. Okay, so then now when this sim finishes, right, our projections are going to be the same. Now what can happen, right? Let's say that maybe Freddie Fermin isn't playing, right? Instead, I don't know, Kyle Isbell is playing in his place. So what happens is Isbell is going to come up. Freddie's no longer in the lineup, but we're not going to zero him out, right? His custom projection is still going to be present, which means he can be put into lineups, okay? This problem actually gets a little bit worse once ownership reruns and you're using contest sims, because now, according to our ownership fields, nobody else in the field is playing this player, which makes them a better play if you do play them, right? So then the builder basically wants to get more exposure to that player. All right. Now, so like now let's refresh the projections that the sim finished. I hope the lineup's different. If it is, that's beneficial. Okay, perfect. So this is exactly what we wanted. So Isbell is actually playing. Notice he doesn't have a custom projection, but then we sort by projections, and it looks like Pasquantino is out. Okay, so Pasquantino is out, and Isbell is in. If we run a sim right now, we will get lineups with Pasquantino, I imagine, right? It looks like ownership even reran too. Now, I think the best way to combat this, because it's kind of hard, right? You're almost never, depending on the slate, but especially like main slates like this, like which are very normal, you might not always have all of the lineups out by the time the slate starts, by the time you need to start running your lineups, right? Maybe you're like, hey, I need to do this 30 minutes before, right? And like either that's how long it takes you or just like other time commitments and things like that, right? You don't always have time to wait. So what I recommend doing, and you know, like maybe it takes you time to like redo your custom projections, however long that process takes you, you know, outside of SaberSim, right? I think it is good to set a filter that says show players with batting order greater than zero. Make sure to uncheck the pitcher, okay? Or else you're going to end up with no pitchers in your player pool. And then I'm just going to call this bat order save. So what happens, right, is because you are overriding the projections, but the batting order is coming from SaberSim. So even if I still have Pasquantino projected, the batting order filter is going to remove him from my player pool and basically protect me against the situation where this player is still projected in my custom projections or his projection. Maybe he was like removed from the file. And then if he's, if the player isn't removed, is removed from the file, like let's say I save this as a set of projections, right? I save it right now. It'll use my custom for all the players I've changed, but then it will use whatever is left over in my proj for all the other players as their projection. So maybe Pasquantino gets like removed from your file because you have a filter or something like that. Well, then it's going to carry over the nine, right? It's not going to default to zero. So this player pool filter, I think, goes really, really well with using custom projections for baseball here. And I would like equate it to using an ROI greater than zero filter in like your contest sims. Like your, you know, the builder is like sorting by positive ROI, but you put it there just in case, right? You never want to dip into like those negative ROIs. Here, you're uploading your custom projections. Ideally, they're all projected, but and ideally they're all starting, but you put this here like just in case, and then you never have to worry about it, right? So I really think that I would recommend using this if you're using any type of custom stuff. So that is why, and I wanted to spend a little time explaining it. All right, next question. Can you go over, one, how quickly is live ownership updated for MLB slates? For example, for tonight's slate starting at 7:07, does live ownership update quickly enough so that the 7:15 p.m. game for Atlanta and SF will have ownership? Two, when live ownership, hold on, is updated, does that mean the field lineups are completely replaced with the live fields for each specific contest? So for each contest, there is value in simming every game that updates to capture the updated ownership. No, wait, this jumped around. So for each contest, say the $8 main for tonight, do the field we are simulating against when running contest sims update to the ownership that is available via DraftKings CSV download? In theory, does this mean there is value in simming every game that updates to capture the updated ownership? Okay, so a couple things with this, right? Good question. Overall, we're going to go one at a time here. So how fast does this work? So it can take, in my experience and from what I know, about 10 to 15 minutes to process some of the contests. Some go faster than others. Sometimes it can depend on contest size. Sometimes it, I believe it works prize pool highest to lowest, like in order kind of. So sometimes some contests that are like a little bit smaller might process not as fast. The important thing to understand is that, like, let's go to like the $8 example, or let's rather answer the first question. I don't think, in my experience, that the ownership will update fast enough to get swaps in between these like first four games on the slate. So like for me, I'm on West Coast. It's like 4:05, 4:07, 4:10, 4:15, right? So it's like 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 5 minutes. I don't think you're going to be able to do anything of value within that window. But I do think you can get a swap in before the Royals and the Cubs, and you'll have, you know, four games of live projections and live ownership, right? Like something will happen maybe in these games. Either somebody's pitching good or somebody's hitting good, right? So there will be some data to take advantage of within this first four games. So that's kind of the approach I would take is, hey, I'm going to chunk these together. Now, as far as this second part, say that one more time. Does that mean the field lineups are completely replaced with the live fields for each specific contest? The answer to that is no. So there is a single contest that represents each bucket ownership. Okay. So when I come to the SaberSim ownership sources, there are 12. There are 12 contests that represent these buckets. Now, some buckets, or basically all the buckets, have more than one contest attached to them. So, like, for example, the flagship MME, maybe that's not a great example. What would be a better example? So, like, for instance here, right? High stakes MME, there's like only one contest that meets the high stakes MME requirement. And that is the $111, 150 max. For flagship MME, there's only one contest that meets that criteria, which is the $8, 150 max. Maybe a good one. No, this would be flagship. Okay, yeah, this actually works. So this $17, 31 max, this would go into the flagship MME bucket. Okay. So, like, for instance, if you click custom contest, you can use this icon to get information about the field lineup buckets. So notice here that flagship is $4.01 to $30. Okay. So the $17 and the $8, one are both above 20 entries. So once they go over 20 entries, they go into MME instead of 20 max. And then they're both within the same price range. So what would happen is we would prioritize the higher prize pool one. So the live ownership for the flagship MME bucket would be for the $8, 150 max. And then for the $17, the live ownership would also be the ownership from the $8, 150 max. So it is grouping them together. It is not solely using each individual contest. We don't pull in each individual contest at the moment. So I think that is a much bigger project, maybe something down the line in the future. I don't know how far in the future, but that is effectively what's happening. We back tested all this and we figured out, like, hey, these contests ownership comes in similarly. And, you know, so do like, stacks and all these things, like a bunch of different variables to figure out which contests are close enough together to be grouped together. And then last part, is there value in simming every game that updates to capture the updated ownership? There definitely is value. Now, I can't exactly quantify that value. I don't know. It depends how much edge you're trying to squeak out, right? If you are somebody who is like trying to, you know, wring the cloth and like squeeze out every possible like last ounce of like edge, then yes, you could like totally do that, right? I don't think you need to do it to be, you know, profitable. I don't think that you're giving something up like that is like oh, you're, like, this is not equivalent to like late swapping in like NBA, right? You're not sacrificing that much edge. So like for instance, like for me, what I would probably do is I would probably do like one swap after the first four games, and then maybe one more swap before the last three games of the night go on. Some people would probably do more swaps. They might do like one swap, a swap before Colorado game, two swaps, a swap before Houston game, three swaps, and then maybe even a swap before like the Dodger game, right? And then some people are like, I would love to swap in like every single window if time allowed, right? So like when these games are spaced out a little bit more, you know, some people might be trying to squeeze in additional swaps. I'm just telling you guys what I do. You know, there's some like life EV components to that as well. So you got to figure out what works for you. If you want to, you know, squeeze the cloth and get every last drop out, that's totally cool. And, you know, there is additional edge in doing that. All right. That was the last question there. One more question just rolled in office hours. We'll hit this one. Question says, after running contest sims and diversifying lineups, how can I change a certain contest to a different fill method outside of Portfolio Plus, but keep the rest on the same fill as the contest sim? For example, I want to fill all my single entry only by Saber Score. Okay, so what I would do here is probably set up a template for your single entries. So what I would do is I would go to my build and I would go to templates, and then I would say create a lineup group for all, change each to all of my contests, and then leave the lineup group type contest, and then add a requirement, and then say max entries equals one, change diversity to uniques, and then change rank by to Saber Score. When you do this, it will put all of your single entries into one big group, and then it will rank them by Saber Score automatically. So I think there's actually a lot. I've talked with Jordan a fair amount about this. Templates are like so new that I think people are trying to get used to like groups and things like that, right? And diversity and portfolio and all that. I think that over time, people are going to get more familiar with that and be ready to like learn and do new things. I think there's like a lot of potential customization in templates. And this is like one example of like, hey, I can set this up where I group all of my single entries together. I can set this up where all of my satellites, you know, go to one big group. I can set this up where I put all of my contests that have an entry fee greater than, you know, $100, I build them all together, right? Like there is just so many different ways you can like slice and chop this that I think that there is a lot of potential for customization in templates that is kind of untapped at the moment. And so I would, you know, for things like this, templates are going to be a great way to accomplish what you're trying to accomplish. So that's where I would start. After you create your template, make sure to re-upload your entry file, and then that will that should auto create your templates again, and then use that one as well. All right, good stuff there. We are all caught up with questions at the moment, so why don't we do a little bit of a build demo? So gonna build some lineups today. Say I'm gonna build 500 lineups, talk a little starter action. And I'm going to reset these projections because that was just a demo earlier. Cool. 500 lineups. Turn on don't use batters against opposing pitchers rule. I'm not going to change anything else. Going to click build. And we will send this off. So we're going to give our lineups a minute here. All right. Lineups are building now. Great. Lineups are finishing up. Cool. So, lineups ran. Loading up right now. I'm going to sort by exposure here. And then as soon as this sim finishes running, say we're building, 20 lineups in one group. I'm going to switch to portfolio. And I'm going to get rid of this ROI metric. All right, so we're doing 20 lineups here, 500 lineup pool. We have an average projection aggregate metric, sorting by portfolio, sorting my table by exposure, about ready to start analyzing this, right? So I'm going to look at my stacks, okay? Well correlated, 5-3, 5-2, 4-3, 5s, no other stacks here. Top stacks, Houston, St. Louis, both at 35%. And then it drops down to 20, 15, 10. I might look at like my big stacks just to be particular here. So like St. Louis, 25%, Houston, 10. See, like this is interesting, right? It's like, oh, we're playing Houston and St. Louis the same. It's like, well, you're actually playing more St. Louis 5 stacks, so they should matter a little bit more to you. Looks like we're playing Houston more. As like a complementary stack, it's like a 3-stack here. We have them in 25%. So 25% Houston 3s, 25% Cardinals 5s. Okay, so that's what we're seeing so far. All right, go over to players. So stacks looked fine. Totally fine with what we're seeing there. Going to go over to pitchers. Okay, we have some leverage on DeGrom. We have some leverage on Gilbert. Some Yamamoto, some Rodriguez. We sort by value. DeGrom, Gilbert, Yamamoto, top three value pitchers. Okay. DeGrom, Gilbert, Yamamoto, top three projected pitchers. So this seems really good to me. I think this is what we would expect to see, kind of want to see here. Getting to like best pitchers. Going to batters. Okay, top exposed batters, 30%. They're from both Cardinals and Houston, right? Our top six batter exposures are all Cardinals and Houston. Aside from that, nobody more than 20%. So very flat outside of the stands we're taking. So I like that, right? I think that's really good. And, I'm just checking here like to see, like, is there anything I want to change? And like based on everything I'm seeing, the builder's doing a lot of the stuff I want it to do. Right out of the gate. So I don't feel the need to change anything. You could change stuff. I would still make sure you're not sacrificing too much projection when you decide to change stuff. But outside of that, I'm pretty comfortable with these lineups. Portfolio is doing a great job diversifying me without me needing to do too much else. I'd be ready to save these and upload them to my contests. All right. But with that said, looks like we're all caught up with questions here. Knocked out a slate demo. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I'll be back tomorrow, Wednesday, 4 p.m. Eastern for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.